Welcome back to Coast. Our special guest will be Heidi Hollis. We're going to talk about the Hat Man, Shadow People. Do you see them? She's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Heidi Hollis has authored 8 books and has written for Reform Magazine, UFO Magazine, Weird Magazine as well, and a number of others. She's been featured on various television and radio shows worldwide, is the foremost expert on 2 phenomena that she named, defined as Shadow People and Hat Man. And here she is back on Coast to Coast, our special guest tonight. Heidi, welcome to the program. I hope you're hunkered down and doing okay.
Yes, it's good to be back on here, George. How are you holding?
We're doing all well. I left Los Angeles. I'm back in St. Louis, but the things are still locked down. The governor of Missouri said that May 4th he would like to see most businesses back in action, so that's a good thing.
Oh, man, I don't know. You know, I just moved from Chicago, and I'm an occupational therapist, and I know a lot of people on the front lines, and they're talking about it being a war zone. It's bad. It's
crazy
really
time.
Bad on Chicago.
Oh, where did you move to?
I'm in Northern Cal right now.
Oh, you did? Okay, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
How's the weather in California these days?
Oh, 80s. Gorgeous.
Well, you know what? That's good to fight the virus. For some reason, warmth fights viruses, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And it's quite a different world coming from the Midwest after all these years. But I'm not complaining, that's for sure.
Absolutely. What are you working on these days, Heidi?
Oh, my gosh. I've been doing a lot of different things, trying to do some production work, believe it or not, kind of in the medical field. And also dipping a bit into what I came on your program last about machine empathy stuff. Yeah, it's been a weird time. I've had a lot of strange things going on in regards to that. I don't know if it's because I've put some thought and focus on it that it's just been coming out more. But then also started up my comic strip, The Outlanders, again.
Cool.
So I'm having a good old time. I'm never bored, George, never.
No. How did you coin the phrase Shadow People and Hat Man? What was it that got you to do that?
You know, I was always talking about this shadowy mass that seemed to take on different forms and most especially like to come at me as shadow spiders and then this thing that kind of looked like a guy, but not really because its head was directly connected to its shoulders. And I got tired of like always throwing out this description, you know, this thing. And I'm like, you know, just call them shadow people. I'm like, it's because then I'd already defined it and I thought it was clear to everybody this is what's going on, you know. And it was... So it was easier to go to, I guess you could say. And actually, on your program, I had categorized Hat Man as being Hat Man's shadow, and I kind of backed away from him just being a shadow because he'll step out from the shadows, and he's wearing clothes, and he's got a hat, and he's got a goatee or clean shaven, and you know, so. Very different from these shape-shifting types of beings, though they are related and they do work with each other. So I just felt like I needed to clarify what that was compared to a shadow being.
Of the two, Shadow People and Hat Man, which is what you would think is the most dangerous?
Oh, gosh. Hands down, Hat Man.
Really?
Hat Man is
okay.
Horrific. Horrific, the things that he does. The way he comes at people, he is, you've seen the movie It, Stephen King's, with those teeth, right?
Yes, those clowny, I don't like those things.
It is horrifying. If he smiles, those are his teeth. They look like that. Yeah, and he bites, he scratches, he threatens, he talks, he laughs, he reaches into people's, like solar plexus area and kind of detaches people's souls from there and you know, strangles them, strangles their soul, not just them physically, but their soul and saying, now I have what I came for. So he's absolutely horrific. And, you know, if he digs his claws in and keeps returning, I'm really concerned about the person eventually losing their souls to him.
Oh, geez. Is there just... one hat person that visits many, or many hat people who visit many?
Oh, gosh, you know, it's really, this is a really disturbing trend that's going on lately. you know, I pretty much would always get a similar look of a guy in a hat, or not always wearing a hat. But now it's changed that I don't even know how to say. Sometimes they're saying he's, you know, he's a multiracial guy and he's got dreadlocks, or he's an African-American guy. He looks like this. And I'm like, you know, some of these people have been essentially taking the hat of Hat Man and taking on his job, his duties. And, you know, I have people over the years always saying that they were being offered the hat or being trained on what to do and how to reap souls, George, how to reap souls.
Interesting. Literally. Now, are they human looking, or do you only see them like a shadow person in shadow form?
I didn't quite hear the beginning. I'm sorry. I didn't hear
are they human looking, or do you see them only like in shadow form?
Oh, you know, people do see them in shadow form and as a human stepping out from the shadows and actually being able to see the flesh of him. And if you see the flesh of him and people get a chance to see his eyes, they're usually solid black. If he's in shadow, more likely to see glowing red eyes in the place of there being eyeballs. Really disruptive to the soul to see such a thing.
Heidi, where do people generally see the Hat Man? In their dreams? Does he come into their bedroom at night? Do you see them walking down the street? Where do you see them the most?
You know, a lot of people are seeing him at both, to be honest. And it seems like there's a certain, I guess you could say, a regiment of what he does, the way that he works on a person. Sometimes he'll just try to seem like he's blending in with the corner of the room. And people are like, I kind of see something there. It is a man. Oh, my goodness. And if that's not working for Hat Man, if he's really targeting you, he'll start entering your dreams. And sometimes he'll seem passive or as it's just somebody standing by, just watching what you're doing in the dream. Other times he's kind of controlling it, or he's getting closer to you. So he has his ways, his methods of breaking you down to get you comfortable. And then he'll literally step out from those dreams. Oh, my gosh, I've had so many people who've written me saying I had a nightmare of him. And, you know, you wake up from the nightmare, you open your eyes, but the nightmare was in front of my eyes. And he literally stepped out from the nightmare. I don't even know what to say about that. That's something of horror films.
Do children see the Hat Man, too?
Unfortunately, yes. I think that's probably the worst part of what I do. You know, parents... Your kids are getting online, and they always have to tell me their age, you know, in the first line. Hi, my name is Sam. I'm 8 years old. My parents think I'm crazy and making up this man. I'm like, what? How did an 8-year-old get on a computer, you know, and Google this stuff? But, you know, they're on it, and they're like, they're making me see a doctor about this now. I'm not crazy, you know, and it breaks my heart because there's so many kids that are experiencing this and they're being harassed on such a level that's outright abusive. And I just want to, you know, jump out from the screen, you know, and go over there and help. But that's one of the reasons why I did book two, The Hat Man. It's a guide in comics on how to get rid of dark beings. That's the subtitle. And it shows in cartoon form, because I'm a cartoonist as well, and how to get bless your home, bless your space, and, you know, take it upon yourself. Because I'm finding that a lot of times when people call upon priests and pastors, unfortunately, it doesn't always work as well as people owning their own faith and standing behind their own words and owning their domain and saying, hey, get out. And kids, you know, if your parents are not game for blessing their home or their space, you can do it for your own bedroom, just to keep it out. And it works. It really does.
We're with Heidi Hollis. Her website is HeidiHollis.com. And she's got a few others that we'll link up for you at CoastToCoastAM.com. We'll take calls with Heidi at the half about shadow people, the Hat Man. Perhaps it's happened to you. How many people confuse Hat Man for Slender Man? Does that happen a lot? And who the heck is Slender Man?
You know, I've learned that for a second that I saw Slender Man, I'm like, oh, look, somebody ripped off Hat Man and put the tentacles of the shadow spiders. And I learned, indeed, that is what's happened. So it's based off from the actual reports of the Hat Man showing up and shadow people in conjunction with Hat Man. So, yeah, a lot of people, I think they do mix that up. And you know, you heard about the little girls that attacked the third little girl.
As a matter of fact, we've got the guests who've been part of the litigation in that situation as well, where a doctor had to testify on behalf of the little girl.
Yeah.
Weird stuff.
Oh, wow.
But is Slender Man, kind of describe what he looks like, if you can, Heidi.
Well, let's see. Identical to Hat Man, very tall, in a suit kind of outfit, and he's really close to hanging around with kids, encourages bad things.
Primarily kids, right?
Yeah, primarily children. And Hat Man is really, he grooms children, kind of like a pedophile would, honestly. And he does things in that direction as well. So it's really a twisted thing that happens when it comes to the Hat Man. So it is it's pretty much on the money, to be honest. But Slender Man doesn't have facial features. And then he's sometimes depicted as having these, like, black tentacles coming from behind him.
Jeez.
That spiral out. And you know what's interesting about that story with those little girls? One of them convinced the other little girl that Slender Man was real. And she said, oh, you know, I believe you because I saw him when I was little. And I'm like, bingo. Hat Man probably showed up to one of these little girls and helped convince the other. And then 2 weeks after, like just before I put my book out on the Hat Man, he came at me with gusto, came after my patients while I'm working at a facility. And literally 2 weeks after I put it out, the attack with the little girls happened a 15-minute drive from my family's home.
Jeez.
So I didn't see that as a coincidence because he really let it be known. He was aware that I was putting this book out and was very intimidating and very threatening right up to the point of me putting it out and then strikes so close to home. So I took that very personal. I don't throw anything to coincidence when it comes to him. And, you know, and him letting people know, because I'll ask people, well, how did you find me? What made you look for me? And it's like, well, he said his name was Hat Man. I'm like, get out of Dodge. He literally told you, he gave you the name I gave him. That's just mind-blowing.
If you were to be confronted by shadow people or the Hat Man, which would you rather be confronted by?
It would be shadow people because, you know, they can be threatening. They can be intimidating to an extent. But
they're not physical. They're shadows, right?
They're shadowy, but they can pin you down. They can make you feel like you're being choked.
They can. Okay.
They don't like to be spotted. They'll usually, like, bum rush you, you know, come charging at you if you see them because they're trying to be really sneaky and stealthy in the way that they do things. But they're not always really good at it, but I got a really bizarre email recently about what I call the head and shoulder shadow being. That's like it kind of looks like a guy with its head directly connected to its shoulders, and you don't usually see arms on these things. They just kind of like a big hulking mass type of thing, and sometimes they have glowing red eyes. But boy, every once in a while, I've had an email that describes them having arms. And this gentleman that wrote me described it having like mittens for hands, but the thumb was on the opposite side of ours. And I'm like, wow, I don't think I've heard of somebody describe these things having thumbs. That was just absolutely crazy. And he said it shoved him down and told him to, what did he say? He told him to relax. I said, hold on.
Relax?
Not real words, but he literally kind of put it in his head, like, you know, just relax, you know, type of thing. And I'm like, wow, you know, they're not really clear always when they're trying to put something across to a person. So they growl a lot, they whisper, but to push that through really clear like that, it's kind of rare.
I'll be curious to see the amount of phone calls we get, Heidi, from people who have had shadow people or Hat Man experiences. Do you have to be a special person to see these entities or have these entities approach you? I mean, do you have to be going through some rough times? Do you have to be an angry person? Or, I mean, does anybody get affected?
You know, I think it's not just it's something that every once in a while a person is going to experience. I think it's something that it's a threat that we'll all experience it at some point, even in passing. You know, you think a large bug is flying through your house and it's like, they kind of look like that, streaking through. So but they also like to target people who are gifted in a sense, who are able to spot them more easily. And it seems so strange. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm not gifted. Oh, but I do get these precognitive dreams or, you know, I have seen some things here and there. And I'm like, those are the ones that they seem to target. And it's like to have them work for them first off and shut them up. Because if you're able to spot something following you, and somebody's able to say, hey, look behind you, something's hanging on you, you serve as a warning system, and they don't like that. So they like to feed off from people
The phenomena of shadow people fascinates me, and one reason it does is technically, if you're in your room at night, it's dark, you can't see a shadow, yet you can see a shadow person. How in the world does that happen?
Yeah, isn't that the strangest thing?
It's bizarre.
It's darker than the dark, and they could see it distinctively. It's absent of light. You know, you always can kind of get a little glow from your phone or something plugged in the room or the moonlight, and people can spot it. And better yet, their soul feels it. It wakes them up like something's not right. Something's in the room. And, I always find that fascinating how people can make it out. And, oh, gosh, and especially with the Hat Man, because he's so distinctive to know. It's like, is it strange to say a man in a trench coat and a hat was standing in my room? I'm like, no, it's not. And they feel so awkward to share that. But I like to let them know that they're not alone. And I'm so, like, grateful that people trust me with their stories, because I get a lot of, you know, thank you for letting me know I'm not crazy. It's been 40 years I've been experiencing. And it's like, wow, it's crazy to have had my ear to the ground on this and caught it while it was happening. And to be honest, I caught it years before I said anything, but because it was just so disturbing. And whenever I would try to approach the topic, everyone around me was having nightmares or things going on. And they would just attribute it to me, like, Heidi, what are you working on? Could you please stop it? Because it was just getting so creepy. The creep factor was out there. And the creep factor, you know what? I got to tell you something, George. I really suspected during this time of the coronavirus and COVID-19 going out there that I would get a huge influx of messages and emails because people are depressed. They're isolated.
Well, that's true. Hold on for a minute, Heidi. We'll talk more about this. We'll get some stories from you on experiences with the shadow people and Hat Man. And, of course, we'll take phone calls next on Coast to Coast AM. We will be back in a moment with Heidi Hollis and your phone calls as we talk about shadow people and Hat Man. We'll also get some stories from her. On our next Coast to Coast program, Daniel Estulin joins us. Talk about the Bilderberg Group and coronavirus. What direction he's headed. And then psychic medium Mark Christopher Nelson joins us to talk about how the tragic murder of his father helped to open up his psychic abilities. That's an amazing story that you'll find here on Coast to Coast on our next program. We are back with Heidi Hollis as we talk about the shadow people and Hatman. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Heidi, you were talking about the coronavirus and that you were expecting some calls or some emails. What happened?
Yeah, you know, things, I thought that I would get a huge influx, and actually I have not. It's really been quiet, and it's kind of disturbing because when people have had correspondence with me and they're having something going on when it comes to the Hatman, and they get silent, it's because they kind of lost their battle and they kind of gave into what he was wanting. And I just don't understand, but I'll tell you what's going on right now, George. I am having so many paranormal things going on around me, especially in regards to electronic phenomena. It's through the roof. I sent Tom the link to my email was typing backwards. I'm typing words and letters out and just crazy. Like the last time I came on your show, I had Maureen Seberg with me, and she writes about synesthesia. And you mentioned how your microwaves blew up. Now, George, I am not kidding you. She got so many strange things that happened during that interview, and then afterwards, her microwave blew up.
Oh, geez. Is it me or what?
I am not kidding. There is so much to say. I mean, she literally felt when she was having the coughing attack, everything. It was so crazy. It was a crazy time. And honestly, she has so much that she wants to tell you. I hope that you have her back on because there's a huge story that's going on with that. But for myself, with this machine impasse stuff, it is just, I don't even know what to tell you. I have things going on. I had a gentleman that was trying to make a new theme song for my talk show that I do,
and you've got a YouTube channel, don't you?
I do. So it's / Heidi Hollis, and I have several videos up there that I recently placed, and I have like my iPad's going crazy, my cell phone's going nuts, my email I can't type out, it's going backwards. This just happened yesterday. And I'm just I feel like I'm surrounded with something going on. And it's as if since bringing more attention to it, it's just becoming more intense. But this gentleman was trying to make this new theme song for me, and he sat down to his keyboards. I mean, here he is, a professional audio engineer, and it started playing its own tune. He was floored, just floored. And it's just ongoing every day, it seems like. And I'm like, what is going on here? So there's weird energy, and I'm hearing of people that are having these psychic dreams, premonitions, precog. And people are like, you know, is it what's going on right now? And I'm like, well, how could it not be? We're in unprecedented times where so much energy is going towards this big concern. People are stressed, they're getting sick, and unfortunately some are dying. So I think that, you know, Hatman, shadow people, they try to wear people down, and this is being done for them. So I think they're just feasting, and I'm really kind of terrified at the silence that I'm getting in regards to them, because, I mean, if people have more time on their hands to write me, and they're not. So I'm really concerned about this whole weird vibe that's going on, and for myself with things going crazy. But guys, check out my YouTube channel. Really nuts. I don't know, even know how to categorize it.
Heidi, before we go to calls, give us one great Hatman story that has come your way.
Oh gosh. Well, this is not a great one. I had a gentleman that just wrote me, and he said that the person that he was with, he found out later, had mental issues, and would always have these night terrors of, you know, get away from me, you know, don't take me, no. And one of these times he woke up and he saw Hatman hanging over, and
jeez,
he couldn't believe what he was seeing. And he's like, you know, a lot of things happened between the two of us. I really needed to just cut it off because he started physically getting ill after he saw Hat Man. And just the strangest things. He went to all these different doctors and still he didn't go into details about what was going on, but he's like, no one could tell him what's going on. He feels drained and fatigued and like something, like he feels like his soul is being drained. He did mention that. And he said, but something really awful happened. They broke up, this girlfriend of him, and he said that she took advantage knowing that she had a key and came into his apartment while he was not there and killed herself.
Oh, how tragic. Oh, my God.
No, horrible. Just absolutely horrible. And you know, the things that Hat Man encourages and inspires is really dark. It takes people to a lot of dark places. And, you know, I as an occupational therapist, one of my specialties is working with people who have psychological issues. And, you know, some of them Google me and they can't help but to talk about, and even without knowing my background, they start talking about seeing Hat Man or shadow people. And when, especially when it comes to schizophrenia, I can't help but to think that some of the things that they're witnessing, it's not from mental illness. It's just from something that's not fully understood, and they're given medications, and it helps them chill and go to sleep and not pay attention to what's going on around them. But and I think it makes them more vulnerable, unfortunately. So it's really a phenomenon that I think has been plaguing humanity for centuries. And, you know, I get a lot of people saying, oh, my gosh, Heidi, you know, are we in the end times? You've had Jesus encounters. You know, what is he saying? It's like, well, I don't turn around and talk to him like that, but I sure wish. But, you know, I tell people I hope to God it is not the end times, because we will lose way too many people. And I think that people have forgotten their souls and their faith. And that's why I put books out on the topic of faith. Like, people don't have to be so hard on themselves. And I say the faith of a mustard seed is all you need to be able to repel these things. And it can be done, and not to question or doubt themselves, because these things are placing their bets on us. And we really have got to take it upon ourselves to pull from within and push these things back. We're in dark times right now, but I think that we can really take the time to look inwards and push our sunshine out and get this darkness back to where it belongs.
Let's go to the calls now. Let's go to Mickey in Queens, New York. Hi, Mickey.
Oh, hi, George. George, thank you so much because you're like a family member and you bring so much peace here in this household.
Well, great.
You know, with the coronavirus. And I would like to, Heidi. Heidi, I just have two questions and one comment. For some reason, I sense that you're nervous because I hear you laughing when you're talking. So I don't comment.
That's just me. She's
Miss Giggles.
Oh, I am. You know, and a lot of people are just like, I don't know how to take her because she's so, it's like, well, I can't. I'm not the type to sit there with a flashlight under my chin to, you know, scare people. I want people to be more curious and be more approachable to ask the right questions, because I could scare people.
Good observation, though, Mickey, because a lot of people, when they're nervous, they giggle. Heidi's not that way, though. She's always this way.
No, because she's talking about something so serious, and I wanted also to ask you.
On this show with George.
One at a time, folks. One at a time.
Another part of the world, do they exist, the shadow people, the Hat Man, and which part of the world and which part of the United States do they tend to appear?
All right. Do we have a specific location for the shadow people or Hat Man in terms of where they pop up, Heidi?
Oh, gosh, no. No. They're global and international.
No geographics for them.
No,
they're everywhere.
No, they do like to hang around places where negative things have happened, however. But I was just saying, George, I've been doing this with you for 20 years now, and not nervous, having a great time, and great, just very grateful to have spent so much time with you. This is fun.
It's been a long time. Richard in Alaska, welcome. Hi, Richard. Go ahead.
Hello. I got a couple of questions.
All right. Well,
can actually a person see a shadow person following somebody else that's evil or anything like that?
All right. Can a shadow person follow someone, but somebody else will see that? Can they do that, Heidi?
That's the first one that I saw. It was following a friend of mine. Yes.
Okay. So that happens, Rich.
Broad daylight. Yeah, broad daylight.
Absolutely. What's the second question, Rich?
The second one is about 20 years ago, I worked with this guy. Well, he's my partner, and we're out in the field, out in the middle of wilderness, looking at some pipeline work. And anyways, he goes, "Hey, you see that?" I said, "See what?" He said, "Man, that was a human right there. Shadow,
oh, geez."
It was kind of weird. You know, I thought the guy was on drugs and stuff, but actually, you know, he gets random drug tested all the time.
Did you see whatever he was talking about?
No, I didn't see it. I didn't, like I told him, I didn't see it. Then I was talking to some other workers that worked with me before, and they said, "Yeah, he says he sees that all the time. He sees shadow people." But I mean, he's not schizophrenic yet. Or crazy or anything like that.
Well, this is interesting, Heidi. Can one person see shadow people more than another person?
I do believe that. I think that some people are definitely more keen and paying attention and able to tell the difference between darks and lights better than the next. So, yeah, definitely.
What causes that? Why one person over another?
You know, I found that people that are more artistically inclined, I'm an artist, and we pay better and closer attention to details. And in fact, I once I had a concussion, and I went to a specialist, and it was a neuro specialist for vision, and I had a certain problem with my vision after the concussion, and I told him, "Well, I'm an artist," and he said, "Of course." He said, "That's why." He said, "I don't know what it is, but only with artists, when they have a concussion, they have this specific problem." And what I was seeing was like, I could see a fly cross my path, and it would leave a streaked colored pattern. Like, I could see the whole.
Really? Like whatever fly pattern they were in, you could see some line behind them.
I could see the line behind it, and
that's weird.
It was only something for artists to enjoy, I guess.
John in Oklahoma. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Second sure thing.
Call for, so, I just have a couple of comments. I know time is short, but some of the things that the guest has said resonated with me. One is the teeth of the shadow man or the hat man.
Right.
When I was, short background, I grew up in a Pentecostal church environment, but I had not really learned that there is a good and bad going on around us. And in my teens, I believe God opened the veil and let me see what was going on around me to help me stay on the right path. And I began seeing things. One of the things that I saw coming out of a dream was a black liquid coming out of my closet. And again, this is when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
As the liquid poured out, there was a face, and all I can describe it as demonic.
Ew.
And when it smiled, it had rows and rows of little teeth, like shark teeth, back behind each other. And that's when I woke up yelling. You commented and you said, "Darker than dark." That really got my attention. I began to see formless blobs around me at night, staying just out of my vision, but I knew they were there. And I knew they were there because they were darker than dark.
Did they ever attack you, John?
I've not been attacked per se, but now as an adult, I have what most people would call night terrors sometimes, where I wake up and I see forms withdrawing into the closet or into the corner, and every now and then I'll get a glimpse of a body-like form. And what I do is, like your guest said, the faith of a mustard seed. I'll call out the name of Jesus. That's my faith.
Amen.
And it works, and it goes away. Heidi, we've only got 20 seconds left, but something's happening. He's seeing it. So if you're religious or spiritual, these things still can happen to you, can't they?
Of course. It doesn't have anything to do with your faith level in that regard. It's it's them wanting to own and possess you, and take it as a compliment if they put a lot of effort into it. But keep the faith, people, you know, the faith of a mustard seed. And in just the name of Jesus works. It really does.
Sure does. Heidi, good luck. And we've got your websites linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Thank you a lot. Heidi Hollis, she's an expert in the shadow person and also the hat man. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasur, Greg Bishop, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, George Knapp, and Ian Punnett, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.